Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.
Yeah, y'all know what it is. Smooth drama. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, F the N-Word, and I am joined by the illustrious Miss 100%, the queen of the little people. And so, if you want to holler at us, if you want to be one of her subjects, feel free to give us a call, 646-929-2037. Once again, you can give us a call at 646-929-2037. We encourage you to social network with us. You know, you can hit us up, smoothdrama.com. Also, Facebook, Meet Me, Twitter. I'm Smooth Drama. Hit me up, add me, I'll add you back. You want to talk about something or you want to be on the show, holla. And, of course, I know y'all ain't really trying to holla at me. You really want to be a subject of my dunk partner here. So, dunk partner, I'm throwing you the alley-oop. Tell them where they can get stink face.
Miss100%@yahoo.com is the email, since y'all like to get all up close and personal. And you can get at me on Twitter. That's the number 100% spelled out. And funny thing, when I was in the grocery store today, I saw two little people, a man and a woman, and they gave me the eye, and I gave them the eye, and they said, "Is that?" I'm like, "Yep, it's me, your queen." No, I'm just kidding. Y'all know what it is. It's time to go hard in the paint.
Yeah, I see that. And speaking of going hard in the paint, you know, of course, it was just 4th of July. Everybody was out there shooting their fireworks, having a good time. Some of y'all were dumb enough to shoot bullets in the sky and let them come down on you. You know, for those of you who did that, I hope you had your special helmets on, because those bullets do come down. It's called gravity. If you had stayed in school past second grade, you would know that.
Right.
But anyway, speaking of laws that are retarded, because, you know, we can't go a month without talking about retarded laws that are passed by these states in the United States. And they make no sense whatsoever. And yes, I said state in the United, because I'm being bizarro with it. I'm going backwards on you. You can't.
Well, you live in a bizarro world anyway, so we might as well just go with the flow, right?
Yeah, exactly. For example, in Illinois, I guess they have special problems in Illinois. They passed a law that allowed taxi drivers to charge a $50 cleanup fee to passengers who throw up in their cars. It's called...
Wait. What? Okay, this is taxis, right?
Taxis, yep.
Okay. But I'm thinking, like, is that... It must be a really huge problem, people throwing up in taxis, because if they have to enact a tax, a vomit tax, then what's going on? Is it Habib's mail that's getting to them? Because, you know...
Well,
you
go in there, you gonna go on the Habib tip?
It's Thursday, God damn it! I'm pulling out all the fucking punches.
I see that. I mean, because I wouldn't have went Habib, because, you know, Gerald can stink too. But
that's true. I'm just saying. You know.
Anyway, if my homies in Kentucky, if you plan on releasing some feral hogs into the wild, don't do it. They're watching you, and they're going to get you. They're going to lock you up.
A feral hog? What's a feral hog?
A feral hog.
What the hell is it?
I guess that's a hog that they don't want free.
Listen, bruh, you talking about Kentucky? I don't think that there's many people letting hogs go. I think they're like chopping them up and frying them.
Obviously there's an issue with people letting feral hogs go in Kentucky. So they have to stop it. There's too many hogs and not enough people making bacon or eating bacon in Kentucky.
Now, wait a minute, goddammit. Where the fuck this hog come from?
Yeah, and to my homies in Virginia, if you're going to go vote, if you don't have your driver's license, hey, you can use your concealed gun permit that you walk around with as an alternative.
You know what? They're talking about ass backwards. You don't have a driver's license, but you do got a gun permit, though.
Concealed gun permit.
Concealed gun permit.
It's twisted. So people know that automatically, when you walk in, they see your concealed gun permit. They know you strapped. And in case those three Black Panthers that everybody's scared of, just stay outside the Virginia booth, you strapped. And you feel safe going in there.
Wow.
Yeah, I went there. also, last but not least, my favorite state of Florida, you know, I can't go without talking about them. They have passed a law where you can't shackle pregnant female prisoners when they're giving birth. And it's also forbidden to film people without their knowledge if they are in a home. So
it shouldn't even be done anyway, but yeah.
Well, there goes... Well, I was going to say 100, there goes your shot to go to Florida and invite people over and film them.
Well, I mean, but...
I let them know. You can't do that.
I can't be looking in on them dudes no more, can I?
Yeah. You can't do it.
Damn, there goes my fetish.
Yeah. You know, so y'all know, the queen of the little people, every now and again, she would make her little film, whatnot.
Men don't film.
Yeah, I mean, you're better than the pastor there who she was praying and hell, a tree fell on her.
Say what?
Yeah, this pastor in Florida, she was praying, a tree fell on her.
It's so much stuff that I want to say about that. We don't even have sand.
Well, I don't think you need to say anything. Ooh. I think the tree falling on her while she's praying is enough. She's recovering right now, so whatever the hell she was doing, I'm thinking you probably shouldn't do that no more.
Wow, it's like the universe was saying, enough is enough. Quit playing games.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
A tree fell on your ass. Now, speaking of an ass that a tree could have fallen on, and I don't think it would have been a real issue, R. Kelly, you know, he came out and said that The Notebook, the movie, which is a love story for those of you who don't know, The Notebook, the movie, caused him to get divorced.
Really?
Yeah, in his new book, Solar Coaster, The Diary of Me, he reveals that the movie, The Notebook, made him realize his marriage wasn't meant to last.
I say him pissing on little girls was an indication of that.
Well, I say, you know, The Notebook, what movie did you watch that made you want to piss on little girls?
Right.
Well, you want to piss on anybody.
Come on now. Really?
I mean, besides the fact that he's trying to sell a book, obviously, and... You want to pull folks in. You bust.
Well, here's news. R. Kelly was married. That's news to me. I didn't even know he was married until his ex-wife came out with the damn TV show Hollywood Exes. So, you know, I guess nobody else cares, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, these Hollywood exes, it hurts my soul to see that instead of asking for drama shows and shows with some quality that we can watch, we got these reality shows where it's just, I mean, you getting famous because you used to suck somebody's dick that was famous.
Right. It's like, okay, y'all bitches ain't shit because y'all done sucked the right dick. We sucked the right dick. Now we got millions and y'all don't. Like, okay.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Because all it's about is just showing, you know, how they live, their lifestyle, how much money they got flaunting. And who gives a shit?
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out what the Real Housewives of whoever the fuck and NBA wives and Jersey Shore, and I mean, we just following people around, and when they say they do stupid stuff because they know the camera's there, that's
right.
Reality.
Right. And then of course it's always the bitch assness afterwards. You know, I don't feel proud that I did that. Shut the fuck up. That was scripted, and if it wasn't, you did it because you knew that the cameras was there to boost your rating so that you can get more attention for your sorry ass self. So,
okay.
That's all you get out of me.
Tell us how you really feel.
Fuck up and feed them shit is how I feel. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I'm with you. You know, they all deserve a special helmet to me. I don't get where the oomph is, why people want to watch that.
Right.
You know, but that's just me. And speaking of whoring, Frank Ocean, R&B singer, I guess he's coming out with an album called Channel Orange. Not that I care whether it's orange, yellow, black, green, or blue clovers. Frosted Lucky Charms. He came out. He's gay. Bisexual.
Frank who?
You're right. Exactly. You know, I mean, I guess that's the new lick. You just, you want to be famous. You come out and say, well, you know what? It's been hard all my life, but I am gay.
I got an announcement.
You got an announcement?
Yeah. I was just, you know, 2012 is almost over, and people feel the need to come clean. Here it goes. All my life, I've been hiding a secret from people.
Uh-oh.
I'm a recovering dickaholic.
Okay. Preach up about it.
That's what it is. Okay, that's my secret.
So, I mean, you at least you came clean with it.
Yeah.
You have the courage to come out.
The world can just breathe easier because they know that I love penis.
Mm.
How about it?
Well, I mean, apparently Frank Ocean loves penis too. I mean, I guess that's news nowadays. I mean, because announcing your sexual preference is where it is now. This is a story. I mean, stuff that really happens in the world, that shit is not important. But telling people that, hey, I'm gay, I met a guy, and I liked him, and now we're in love.
That's news.
Yeah, that's news. I mean, sort of like, you know, Tom Cruise getting divorced. That's news. Like, people mm-hmm. get divorced every day.
Right.
People get married every day.
It's just, I don't know. I just don't feel, I don't feel the joy I should feel when I hear these stories. They don't make me like, ooh, I have got to find out. I've got to read a story to find out what really happened or what's going on. I could care less.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get where there's a story. I mean, he's gay. You not the first gay person in the world.
Well, I think the biggest battle with him would be for people to know who he is. Then come out and say you're gay. Like, that would be like me. I'm a nobody. Nobody knows me, and I just come out like, you know, I just wanted to let everybody know that I love Jake. I can't get enough of it. I'm sorry, Mama. I'm sorry that I embarrassed you. Okay, but who gives a damn? Then nobody knows me, so
right.
What does it matter?
Right. Well, I mean, even if people know you, it's like the Anderson Cooper thing. Okay. No, Anderson Cooper's gay. I kind of thought that the first time I saw him. But either way, it's all a promotion. But we gonna go back in time a little bit, back when Miss 100% was doing the WAP. And I was trying to do the Cabbage Patch and all that other stuff, and it wasn't working. This is the Jungle Brothers, the promo.
But since he was a brother, I thought that would be wrong, so I let him go. I let him run along.
Run along.
I write rhymes like I come from New York City. My DJ sends the music down to the nitty gritty. Running downstairs like it's 5 days a week. Searching and seeking for the baby bear beat. That African rap, that comes from within us. Brothers heard about it, now they wish they could have been us. We did an album, but no problem. Now we're working on another with another Jungle Brother.
Me.
Q-Tip, his name. He's into business, not into games. When the light turns green, grab your bone and show 'em what I mean.
My bone is grabbed, this is what I mean. A bag of gas, and here's the scene.
Q-tip
from a Chalkboard Quest, from the Jungle Brothers album. Oh yes, look at the junkie, it's coming out soon. A month after March, two before June. Nice, with Ali Shaheed Muhammad, my DJ who?
Muhammad,
it's real
Muhammad,
solid.
Muhammad.
He and I from the funky tribe. If you want to get with it, just feel the vibe.
Feel the vibe.
And Ali are extremely witty. Like a hand, get it. It's not your agona. You're wise to get something, cause you're gonna wanna land. After you hear from me, the trip request my DJ's
Ali.
Say it from the cat kills to the soul. Listen to the words I say on the road.
No.
To the bewildered, let it be said. I'll make you a boy like DJ Red. So, like, see when the light turns red. Don't stop, see the head.
Gone with your dome.
Well, I'm going straight to the top, eating crazy fruit, so I can't stop squatting here, listening to the LP straight out the jungle, from the JB, baby bamboo, teach the bass bottom bouncing, suckers metering, girls ouncing, women inching, girls inching, run to the record store to see if this will mention them, we mix it, I'll fix it, we write it, you like it, rap music, house music, no matter what it is, the JB can do it.
Smooth. All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I miss 100%, and that was the Jungle Brothers, the promo.
Straight out the jungle. Swinging from the vines, going from tree to tree. Not no stereotypical monkey. And I can't think of something else that rhymes. So we just move on to the hater of the week. And I mean, the hater of the week is this guy. I really can't pronounce his name, and doesn't really matter because he's a hater. Mahadin Makisi Benabad. He's a racer. He celebrated his victory in the 3,000 meter steeplechase at the European Championship by, after winning, shoving a 14-year-old girl in the mascot costume. Now, there's a video of this online. I mean, it's ridiculous. He's winning, and the girl comes up to him, offering him a towel and something to drink, and he just pushes it out of the way and pushes her. I'm like, really? That's what it is?
Does it look like maybe it could have been an accident? Maybe because he got that momentum going and,
No accident. No momentum going. He was done. He was in his trot. Little girl is trying to just be nice to his punk ass. What does he do? Get out of my way. And this ain't even the first time that he did something like that. A couple of years back at the 2010 championships in Barcelona, he asked a mascot to kneel in front of him after he won, and then he pushed him to the ground.
What is it with him pushing mascots? What the hell?
Maybe he's got a mascot phobia. I don't know. But one, I question the mascot for bending. I ain't bending down in front of nobody.
For no reason, right?
It ain't going down. But, you know, this dude pushing people and you winning. I mean, I'm thinking sore losers, but this dude's a sore winner.
I don't know. Maybe he's saying he's the king. Now bow in front of me.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
It just seems really.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense whatsoever.
Right.
That's why he's a hater. For no reason. You get a special helmet. I mean, you're winning, and you can't help me. I don't need a towel. Get out of my way, punk. I mean, that's where he at.
It's like that show, out of my way, bitch. You know.
Right. Exactly. I mean, it was like something out of a comedy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know the comedy on Mad TV. Out of my way, bitch.
Right, exactly. Not for, that's when reality should have been fantasy.
Right. You pushing down 14-year-old girl. What the hell?
What's that all about? But
me, don't fuck with him. He'll push your daughter down. Yeah. God damn it.
Well, you push my daughters on. I'm out the stands.
He pushed my daughter. He go get his ass whooped by my daughter.
Coming out the stands. It'll be the last time he'll think twice. He's like, man, these fans, they crazy. That's the kind of ass whooping I would put on him. But that's just me.
Right.
And, you know, we live in a world that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Example, in my favorite state of Florida, it's always something there. Not that I'm picking on Florida, but there's just something that's happening in Florida that we can't stop. There was a lifeguard, Thomas Lopez, who got fired after he left his station to help a man who had pulled out of the water in an unprotected area. You know, supposedly he was in an area where it was swim at your own risk. And the guy was drowning. So Lopez, as a lifeguard, and being that that's what lifeguards do, save people, did just that, his job, but he got dismissed because I guess he saved somebody in the area where they weren't supposed to save, and his supervisor, we're going to say her name, Miss Susan Ellis, said, "We have liability issues and can't go out of the protected area."
So, what? If now that shit ain't funny, but it is to me, because it's like you sit up in your little lifeguard tower and you see somebody like, "Help!" You're like, "Wait, that man's drowning." Like, "Oh, no, he in an area where his ass shouldn't have been. Ah, let me just relax." Put the sunblock on. Too bad, sir. You should have swam over there.
Right. If I help you, I may get fired. So I have to let you die to keep my job.
That is beyond ridiculous.
Bad. See, this is the reason why these so-called, these frivolous lawsuits and
right.
And my conspiracy, you know, conspiracy, we always talk about the conspiracy to dumb people down.
Right, right.
This is what this is. I mean, because logic suggests that if you're a lifeguard and someone is drowning in the vicinity, you save them.
Right.
Because not only is that your job, but it's the right thing to do.
I mean, the key word or operative word being fucking lifeguard, meaning that you save people. That's what your job is, regardless. So if he had been off duty and somebody that was in an area that was allowed and they were drowning, because should he have just said, "Nope, I've already clocked out, can't help you."
Pretty much.
Yeah. It's like the lady who sued the fireman for freeing her with the jaws of life, and she was paralyzed after the accident, but she tried to blame the fireman, saying he caused her to become paralyzed. Well, bitch, had he not got you out, you would have burned to death. So which one do you want?
Obviously, burned to death.
Yeah, you'd rather burn to death than to be paralyzed. That's it's just crazy.
Well, see, that's why I say there's a conspiracy out there to make people not do intelligent things. This fits into it, because when you allow these lawsuits into the system in the first place, not laughing their ass out the court, like, really, get the hell out of my court before I put you in jail.
Right.
If you see that,
playing the game.
Right. They don't allow this type of stuff in, but when you allow this type of stuff in, then you put people in situations where they have to do something stupid, like
right.
a lifeguard not saving people.
Yeah.
People don't.
Yeah, or a security guard not stopping a thief from stealing from the store.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. Because I will, doing the right thing will get you fired.
Right.
I mean, that's the bizarre world we live in, where they want to make everybody be potentially special helmet wearers. All of you wear special helmets now, and special helmets would be normal, not
right.
normal. Because,
like we said, common sense is on call. Being a dumbass is the normal thing now.
Right. And
yeah.
See, but we gonna fight that, because there's no way in hell that I want to be a dumbass. I'm not going to be in that category. And anybody who thinks being a dumbass is the thing to do, being illogical is the thing to do, then, you know, you deserve a special concrete helmet.
Wow, concrete.
Concrete.
Okay.
Yeah, a heavy one. And speaking of Florida and heavy concrete helmets, there's a guy, Quartavius Davis, who he went through his first offense and they gave him almost 162 years in prison without the possibility of parole for a string of armed robberies in the Miami area. what happens is his accomplices testified against him, saying he carried a gun during the crime, and he shot it at a dog that chased him after one of their burglaries. He wasn't convicted of hurting anyone physically, including the dog. He just was given almost 162 years in prison without the possibility of parole.
Wow. So he's in jail for the rest of his life because another criminal said he did it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, his attorney argues that, of course, him being in jail for the rest of his life for not killing anyone is cruel and unusual punishment, and that he's a first offender and he should never been charged with the crime. Well, having never been charged with a crime, then he should have got some leeway. Now, I've talked about this before. It's a Beretta song. You remember the dude that did Beretta who's actually in jail now? Mm-hmm. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Wow.
That's what it is. Don't get me wrong. 162 years is long for somebody who didn't murder anybody. But
right.
At the same time, you know, when they said he shot at dogs, he should have saw Michael Vick. Michael Vick, you know, wasn't even around. He had his homies doing dog fighting, and he lost all his money and went to jail while the homies didn't. And in this case, I will never understand our criminal justice system where the guys who were involved in the crime will tell and not have to do the serious time, even though they committed the exact same crime.
Right. I think it's bullshit that you're a criminal, and they're saying we will take the word of a criminal against another criminal, and it's like, okay, we know that you committed this crime. But if you tell us about all the crimes that you know and give us the names of people who's involved, instead of giving you 20 years, we'll give you 2 years of probation. I think that's bullshit. I think they all ought to go to jail and get the same amount of time.
Exactly.
To me, 162 years is bullshit to me. I'm not saying I feel sorry that he went to jail because, you know, anybody that commits burglary or, you know, shooting at a dog or a person or whoever, yeah, they need to be locked up because something's wrong with them. But 162 years and he hasn't hurt anybody, I'm not saying or physically hurt anybody. It's just, to me, 162 years just seems ridiculous. You have murderers who are in jail and they don't even get 20 years, let alone 162 years. So, I don't understand that.
Yeah, I've never understood it either. But, I mean, that's where we're at. We have a system that rewards snitching when it's on the lower level.
Right.
At the higher level, if you snitch, like Watergate, in a situation like that, when you snitch on the government,
mm-hmm.
Your ass goes down. You never can get a job again.
Or you disappear.
Yeah. But if you snitch on this end, yeah, you're a criminal, but we'll give you a chance to go back out there so that you can go and harm more innocent people.
Exactly.
Because that's pretty much what you do as a criminal. I mean, career criminals like this. I mean, because obviously if you're snitching to get a better deal, you probably know what to do because you've been doing it for a while.
Well, wow. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Not innocent at all.
Yeah, these dudes are far from innocent.
Right. Anyway, when you were talking about the lower level, you know, then the higher level of snitching, maybe a year or two ago in Birmingham, there were some congressmen and women who were embezzling money. And it was about, I think it was maybe six or seven of them involved. And there was one lonely black guy. I guess he thought, you know, I'm part of the club now, you know. Well, they all got caught. And the black guy is the only one that got time. Why? Because he didn't snitch. But the other six had already made a plan to say the black guy did it. So what happened? They got off scot-free with all that money, and now he's in prison for the rest of his life.
Sucks to be him.
Sucks to be him. Had he been the first one to say, hey, that motherfucker over there is the one that did it, he would be at home eating shrimp right now, but he in jail.
Well, in those circumstances, you know, people say, oh, it's the racism, all this other stuff. I'm like, well, he goes into the situation knowing it's the environment anyhow. So
right. That's what I'm saying, knowing. You think you're part of the club. You're not part of the club, motherfucker.
Right. So
that picture don't even look right to me.
Well, I mean, it's not even about that. I look at it like, hey, you committed fraud. You got busted. I mean, yeah, everybody should have got busted. I think we've already said that. But I think what just needs to happen is like what happened. We talked about the guy, the stock market guy who after he was found guilty, he just dropped dead and died.
Just dropped dead. Just boom.
Or maybe it just needs to be like this pastor. Trees just need to start falling on all these guilty people. It will be good. I mean, another case in point. There's this guy, Kenneth Sands, who he was groping women and teenage girls. And so he comes out, he tried to create a precedent by saying, my behavior, my excessive groping was due to an excessive intake of caffeine.
Huh.
Now, you see, this is somebody who should get 162 years because...
Well, hold on. Let's not be so hasty. Because that could help me in the future if I get caught for groping guys. Because I drink a lot of caffeine, so maybe you want to... No, I'm just kidding.
Wow. Yeah, it's not going to work for him. Yeah, although he's saying it's the caffeine and the incident is not representative of his normal behavior. I mean, if that's the case, all I have to do is drink a couple of Red Bulls and then just go out and do whatever the hell I want to do and say, hey, caffeine... I had two Red Bulls and a Rockstar, man. I couldn't control myself.
I know this may go over some people's heads, unless you're a fan of Family Guy. There was a scene where Peter was kicking in bathroom stalls and looking at the women using the bathroom, and his excuse was, I'm retarded. And they're like, oh, poor thing. You know, so it's like... They had declared that he was so stupid that he was mentally retarded. So he felt, hey, I'm retarded. Let me just do what the fuck I want to do. And that's kind of the case here. It's like, yeah, I'm a dumbass. So since I'm a dumbass and everybody already know I'm a dumbass, I'm going to just see what the fuck I can get away with. You know, that's the picture, that the mental picture that I get when I think about this idiot.
Yeah, because that's what it is. And on that note, because this is making my head hurt. We have a home break. I got to get some music to throw this idiocy. And like I said, this is a guy who should get 162 years just because he said that foolishness. This is De La Soul. Oodles of O's.
I don't catch the flow. Cause I get the feeling. together you got to smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I'm Miss 100%, and that was De La Soul, Oodles of O's.
Yeah, because you got to have oodles of O's to get you going, keep everything flowing within you. Although, that didn't make sense, what I just said, but don't worry about it.
Keep everything flowing. Okay.
Yeah. That's because I was thinking about our dumbass of the week, you know, keeping things flowing. You know, it's about that time. We definitely got to do our dumbass of the week. Yeah. And our dumbass of the week is the guy down in my favorite state, down in Florida. He's returning used enemas to CVS regularly. And used enemas.
Like the thing, like the booty dish enema, that thing?
Yeah. And he returned like 6 packs or 6 containers of enemas between April and June.
So when they were used, as in they were empty, like
what was happening is, I guess he was bringing it back and somebody was accepting it, and that is my dumbass, because I'm like, hold on, you know what an enema is, and see, this is why people should, this is a commercial for stay in school. See, because if you don't get yourself edumacated, you don't know what the hell an enema is.
Did you just say edumacated, bro?
Edumacated. We got to edumacate the people.
Edumacation, okay.
It's obvious that they not being edumacated, because a guy can keep bringing back enemas and they think, oh, well, did it work? Nah, didn't work.
I need my money back, bruh.
Right.
Oh, wow. See?
Right.
It's been me, because I would have been like, I would have lost my job. Like, get your nasty ass up out of here.
Well, I mean, it is automatic that if a guy, he come in my line and you in the return line and you trying to bring back the enema, I'm like, nah, did you use that? Yeah, but it didn't work right. Yeah, get your ass out of here. I mean, that's what he's supposed to say.
You know what? And seriously, honestly, 6 enemas between that time period, bro, you need to go to the doctor. Because if you need to keep taking enemas like that, you need to stop putting things in your ass.
You know what? I'm thinking... And I could be wrong, but maybe I'm thinking he was doing the enemas because he was doing it for other reasons other than health qualification.
He was doing it because he liked it?
Hey, if you're doing enemas like every other week, why else? I mean, the enema is either you're grossly out of shape, and like you said, you need to go to the doctor, or you like it.
No, I'm saying he's been having too much anal sex and he can't go to the bathroom, so that's why he's using the enemas, and in that case, he needs to go to the doctor because the enema is not going to do it. He's getting it banged out.
All right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to give a mental picture or nothing like that. But
yeah, that's... Let's move on. speaking of not being able to get it out, in New Jersey, there's neighbors who are mad at David Turner, who lives across the street, and I guess Mr. Turner feeds pigeons and cats at his home, and his neighbors across the street are mad because when he feeds the birds and the cats, they defecate on their property.
Okay.
Yeah. They say it's a real serious issue. Don't they know that animals use the bathroom?
I'm thinking, here we go with more bullshit, because that's the nature of a, I mean, come on. Just the other day I go outside and I look on the side of my door and a bird shitted. So should I blame neighbors because a bird shitted on my door? Or, and then, you know, right in the middle of the street, a dog shitted. I mean, so whose fault is that? Like, and that's what animals do.
That's your neighbor's fault.
They eat, sleep, and shit. So,
you know what they need to do? They need to get that guy who came out, Gordon James Klingenschmidt, who said that he can exercise the gay out of people. Maybe he can exercise the poop out of animals. He just exercised. They can't do it anymore.
That's not right. Exercise the gay out of people.
Yeah.
Like an exorcism type exercise. That's what you're saying?
That's ain't what I'm saying. That's what he said.
So he's saying that being gay is a demonic spirit, and he can perform this ritual to make a person not gay.
Pretty much, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, that if he can do that for a human, maybe there's demons inside these animals that are making them shit on the neighbor's yard.
If he can perform that exorcism on that guy and keep returning them damn animals.
You have the enema demon.
That's what he needed to do. Well,
speaking of that, you know, I've always been a proponent of legalizing prostitution, but I think I'm changing my mind.
Okay.
Because South Africa is talking about making prostitution legal, and the Women's League of the African National Congress is hoping that it will be legalized so that... Because they say women who are caught on the streets by the police have been victims of humiliation. I thought, okay, if you legalize prostitution, I mean, because I approached it as a health issue. If you can legalize it like they have it in Vegas and everybody's tested and it's regulated, like, maybe we can turn it around and it won't be as bad. But, you know, the more I think about it, when we talk about what they call sex trafficking and human trafficking, which is basically slavery.
Slavery, right.
You know, it's something that I think that it shouldn't be legalized. It should be illegal, because basically if you legalize prostitution anywhere, you basically legalize the opportunity for someone to snatch up someone's child and, hey, well, it's legal here. And if people don't have the means to find their child, there's nothing that can be done. I mean, because if it's legal... It's legal in South Africa. I steal a child from Norway. We know that won't happen. But if I steal a child from Norway and they can't come find me, your child is a slave, a sex slave for life.
Right. Now, you know what? It's crazy that you mentioned that, because not too long ago I was watching a Dateline special where it's in some parts of Asia, it's legal for child sex trafficking. And you have this little six-year-old girl who's advertising oral sex to grown-ass old men. And there was a little boy who the family didn't have money, and he wanted to help his parents out, so he prostituted himself to a older white gentleman, and the boy was never seen or heard from again. But the guy, they're following this guy around, and he's, like, going to get all these kids, and what happened was he was killing all these children. But nobody was doing anything about it. It was like, okay, this is what happens. It happens all the time, but because this thing is legal, there's really nothing that can be done about it. And I just think that that's not only bullshit, but it's really sad where you have countries or places that don't even value the innocence of a child. It's like you're so perverted that you will pay thousands of dollars to leave this country to go have sex with a child in another country just because it's legal there.
Right. There's a lot of
about that.
I've seen many documentaries, and I read a very compelling book by Somali Mam called The Road of Lost Innocence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one of the most horrifying things that I've ever had the displeasure of reading. Where it talks about her being sold by a family member and being prostituted out.
Right.
Pretty much for the majority of her adult life.
And now, not to say that it's not already going on there, because we know that it is, but if they do legalize prostitution, then it's just going to make this sort of thing even more, you know, I guess I don't want to say, you know, make children, you know, more available to people, but that's kind of what it is. It's like, okay, now there's no law, so it opens the door to too many other things to happen to children.
Well, see, we talk about this war on drugs and the war on terror. I'm like, I would classify these slave traders as terrorists. And,
I would, yeah.
I mean, if I ran a country and I had a lot of bombs and bullets and I had military, Marines, Secret Service that could go out and do something, you know, because they're laying off of military folks, decommissioning them and whatnot, I'm like, hey, take on the sex trade. There's a lot of missions. You can take down a lot of these cats. I mean, obviously, it's not going to happen because you'd be messing with the money. I mean,
right.
But I'm saying that those are terrorists, but they're never looked at as terrorists. Where's
right.
the war on slavery? Because we have to call it what it is. Everybody try to pretty it up. Sex trafficking, human trafficking. No, it's slavery. They are working nine times out of ten. I mean, aside from your Vegas, where they volunteer to be it. In these other countries, it's normally this is what you're going to do or die.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying we should be drone bombing them.
That's what I say.
I mean,
we get to get a smooth drama. Drone together, and you know, we catch people doing ignorant shit like this and just bomb their ass.
I mean, put me in charge.
Revolution.
Yeah, put me in charge of the sex trafficking department. I mean, we don't even, not that we have one, which we should, but if they wanted to put somebody, you put me in charge, and I will take out everybody that's selling little kids, targeting them from the top to the bottom. You king pimp, we going for you first. See, you start at the top, then you work your way to the bottom. I have no interest in getting the number two guy.
Right, right.
Number three, you don't have nothing to worry about until you see one and two are dead. Once one and two are gone, number three, that's your ass. I'm going for
your ass, Mr. Postman.
Right. We going for 1 through 1 million.
Right.
I mean, slavery is wrong. And this is just a continuation of slavery, just under a different name and guise.
That's true.
It's horrible. And it's sad to me that the ANC, the African National Congress Women's League, is for legal prostitution. I think it goes to show you how bad we are in the bizarre world where they think if you legalize the degradation of women, then maybe it won't be as bad on women.
Wow, it's going to be much worse.
I mean, this is where we're at, 100.
Right.
Y'all are thought of so low on the worldwide totem pole in order for you to be treated better, you have to be treated worse.
Whoa.
Yeah.
See, that's the show there because I've talked about that before, but yeah, that's another show. So.
Yeah. So, you know, on that note, for Miss 100%, the queen of the little people, I'm Mr. F the N word with Smooth Drama. We're out.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
Smooth.
Drama.